Now with a look at state and regional news, Marva Hinton is standing by in the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanda, and good morning, everyone. The director of Florida's Department of Veterans Affairs is making a list of what he'd like to see state lawmakers provide for vets next year. Bobby O'Brien with our sister station in Tampa has more.
Whether working as an x-ray technician or construction contractor, the state requires credentials, even if a veteran did the very same job in the military. So the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs Director Mike Prendergast wants lawmakers to streamline that credentialing process for veterans in possibly hundreds of skilled jobs.
The nation has invested precious time and treasure in training all of our veterans. And when they come back, if we don't harvest that for the good of our communities, like what we did after the Second World War, shame on us.
He plans to do more analysis before talking to lawmakers, but Prendergast believes they'll be supportive.
We're doing things that are going to help out our economy, we're going to help out our veterans, and we're going to help out employers out there who want skilled, trained professionals who've got this experience.
Another goal on his priority list, a specialty license plate recognizing women veterans. Prendergast says there are more than 140,000 living in Florida. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Long lines on Election Day may have been shorter if Miami-Dade had implemented a plan to redraw precincts. The plan would have redistributed voters so thousands of people weren't packed into precincts where the population had boomed. But officials decided not to implement the plan. Miami Herald reporter Patricia Mazzei has been following this story. She says the county didn't want to confuse voters during a presidential election by reassigning their precincts.
The county moves people to different precincts every election when there are precincts that close or there's renovations or something like that. But this is across the board. A lot of people would get affected, and that's what they were concerned about. They're still going to have to do that, but now they're going to do it in 2013 when it's not right before a presidential election.
The decision resulted in precincts with widely different numbers of registered voters. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez has convened an advisory group that will look at state and local laws and recommend how to improve elections. And long before there were TV cooking networks, there were cooking segments, and Art Ginsburg as Mr. Food was arguably the most popular one in the country. He lived in Weston but popped up on local news broadcasts nationwide. On the holiest of all food weeks, Art Ginsburg died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 81. WLRN's Kelly Mitchell looks back at a man who really was so good.
Dear Mr. Food, how are you doing? I am 14 years old. I love the food you cook. Could you please send me an autograph?
Whether you're 14 or 40, there's a good chance Mr. Food came into your home kitchen from his TV kitchen. And that TV kitchen was located in Fort Lauderdale. He wasn't Julia Child, and he never wanted to be Rachel Ray, although Ray did have him on her show. Art Ginsburg was a former butcher from Brooklyn who ended up in Weston. He did his 90-second syndicated segment on 165 local stations. He started out as a guest on a local TV morning show in 1975. And he just kept getting invited back. Ginsburg believed in using everyday store brands and, yes, even processed foods to make the most simple of dishes like peanut butter on celery with raisins.
I was always the hometown guy in all of the stations that I'm on. Everybody thinks I'm there.
Longtime friend is Monroe Udell, the 84-year-old owner of Jackson's Ice Cream Parlor in Dania Beach.
His secret is that he was very personable, you know, and he knew how to put it over, and he knew how to do things for the regular household to make things easy to prepare food.
If Art Ginsburg isn't known for fancy souffles or truffled foie gras, he is known for this.
And I hope for a long, long time I keep having you say right in your own kitchen what I say every day, and that's, ooh, it's so good.
I'm Kelly Mitchell in Miami.
For more news, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Coming up, the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for the former First Lady of the Ivory Coast.